Phil Rothfield is a sports editor at large, of course, for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. Robert Crash Craddock is a chief sports writer for the Courier Mail. He's travelled south, Crash, to be in enemy territory for the State of Origin game tonight. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Ray. I must say, I'm stunned by what I found. I've been here for about 16 hours, and I am yet to meet one New South Welshman who gives the Blues a chance tonight. I've never seen the state so rampantly pessimistic. And you think I'm joking. I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious. That's the most worrying aspect of this conversation. Both you and your colleague, Mr. Rothfield, are quite serious. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, mate. How are you? Crash, you haven't seen the tips panel in the paper? Aren't there a few tipping the Blues there? Or?
Yeah, you always go that way with your duty bound. But when the lights are off, when you're out the back in the green room, when you're sucking on the durry, chatting to your mates outside the pub, no one's tipping the Blues. I mean, I'm seeing blokes say one thing on air, then come off air. And so I just sense there's a deep pessimism, right? I remember when your state was, well, enormously proud of its football team.
You're going to allow him to sail this on your... You don't have a dump button, right?
Listen, I'll use it on you in a moment. Yeah. What about the back page headline in the Courier Mail? It's time to take out the trash, right?
Yes.
And then... we've got a nice story on Andrew Fifita and Bob Fulton comparing him to the great Arthur Beetson. Not that he's there yet, but on the front page, there's Croker Smith, Slimy Sam, King Toad and Lily Pad Slater depicted as cane toads. What about Slimy Sam Toad Eyes with Hodkinson, Jackson, Morris and Clemmer as Toad Busters?
It's fantastic, isn't it? I thought it was a work of art, and I hope we never stop enjoying the sort of banter between the states, because to be candid with you, and I'm sure Phil agree, it's getting quieter every year. If it wasn't for the war between the papers, yeah, I don't know what anyone would talk about.
Yeah, Ray, with your permission too, I'll take Crash to task here, just on the front page of the Courier Mail.
Yes, I've got it here.
I don't know if you've seen page 5 of the Telegraph in the City edition, but Queensland's front page says time to come home, and there's a picture of a lovely model there, and you know, that's holding the trophy. Now I thought there were plenty of beauties in Queensland.
Oh, be careful.
No, well, I, but mate, that young lady on the front page of the Courier Mail,
yes,
comes from Adelaide.
Well, actually from Newcastle via Adelaide.
She studied in Newcastle.
Amanda Blanks is her name.
And if you have a look at the original photo of the young lady,
yes,
it was taken with very grey, much grey skies. And then it's been doctored to give it this Queensland.
Are you saying the photo was taken in Adelaide?
Yes.
But hang on, Adelaide's in Queensland, isn't it?
Sorry?
Well, Bowerville's in Queensland, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Adelaide Rams got punted about 2 years after Super League, thank goodness.
Sorry, Phil, but Adelaide's part of our catchment system. You obviously haven't caught up with that law. But but what about, honestly, comparing Fifita with Artie Beetson? I mean, Bozo, well, he'll get a defamation suit out of that, honestly. Really?
By the way, the front page of the Courier Mail also depicts traffic jams. Well, I don't think traffic jams are germane to Sydney. Street parades, and I can't see it clearly, but it looks like the gay Mardi Gras to me.
Yeah.
I only know that because Bulldog Richie's leading the charge.
Yeah.
And then dopey DJs. Thankfully, it's not me or one of my colleagues. It's someone from the FN band with the State of Origin trophy on his desk.
Right. Now, if I can just go back to that photo, and I don't want to bore you, but it was taken on the Gold Coast, Crash, for those grey skies.
Yes. That's good. And look, it's been, we claim a lot of people from outside Queensland are just very happy to be in our state. But
hang on.
Kent's piece today, even Jonathan Thurston's played for New South Wales.
But what about the great rugby league writer for Rugby League Week in years gone by, Tony Durkin? There's no more passionate Queenslander than him. I ascertained from him last year he was born in Tenterfield.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Not anywhere near Queensland in real terms, yeah. Tenterfield.
And do you know what? That sums up to me the one rule, Ray, that's not in the State of Origin eligibility clause, like, where's your heart? You know what I mean? Who's your real... I mean, that should be the overriding thing for me. I mean, it's a series involving passion, which is the key thing. And I feel sorry for guys like Luke Keary, the Ipswich kid, whose grandfather was an Ipswich greyhound trainer, if you don't mind. he could end up playing for New South Wales.
Well, only because he fulfills four of the five criteria to play for New South Wales. Let's not cheat about it.
Except the one that really matters. Who do you want to play for? Mm.
By the way,
remember, you're going into Brisbane. You've got to hear this.
Shut up, you idiot. Your two editors, Mr. Dore and Mr. Whittaker, do they start frothing at the mouth at the State of Origin Week and do their eyes glaze over?
I think they do, mate, because they're both world-class experts at bagging each other.
I think they might start planning the headlines for 2016 at the end of the current series.
Yeah, look, it's a lot of fun, sells a lot of papers. And mind you, I think it's built this crowd. You know, we were talking about in your weekend show a few weeks back, there were 20,000 empty seats, they'll face it.
Yeah.
Well, when they run out tonight, I think there'll be only nosebleeds left and... huge effort, you know. I think they'll get between 78,000 to 80,000 there.
Well, let's hope so. Anyway, thanks for playing your part, Robert. Welcome to Sydney. Thank you, Phil. Are you coming to the game? Or are you going to watch it for the Phil Rothfield stand?
I'm thinking about the Carringbar studio, but I'll more than likely be there.
Yeah. Well, what's the tip? Okay, I'll be in the broadcast box. Crash Craddock will be in the media box. What's the tip? Neither of us see you because you'll be in the arms of someone from either ANZ Stadium, the NRL, or someone else.
Sorry for networking, Ray. That's what it's called, buddy.
Networking.
Yeah.
It's a free feed and drink. That's what I thought it was
called.
And
I'll give you the tip. It's much more interesting than knocking around in your box.
Thanks very much.
The old days.
See you later, Phil. See you later, Robert.
Pleasure. See you, guys.
Buzz Rothfield from the Daily and Sunday Telegraph and Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail. And it has been a bit of fun. I mean, I don't know whether Mal would think that way after some of the headlines this week, or maybe some of the New South Wales players don't see it that way. But it's about rivalry. It's about state against state, mate against mate, and that's what Origin's predicated on.